Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. We have a pair of tickets to give away. Phillies, Padres. It's a fireworks night. July 1st at Citizens Bank Park. We'll be there. Come hang out with us at the game. We're looking for something on a tri-day that you do when the power is out, as it still is for, I think, like thousands and thousands of people. So your phone calls on that. Of course, the Phils, can they make you a true believer this weekend? And, of course, the top 11. Is it crazy if Jalen Hurts is number one or number two? I think it is. Hugh Douglas obviously does it because he put him number two on his list.
Yeah, number two. Try to explain it to you.
We don't believe you.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
You explained it. I take exception with your explanation.
It's just funny how we consciously went into the day saying that we were going to stay away from this, right?
Well, in a sense. we wanted to wait a little bit into the show before we got here.
And then we end up right here.
Well, because we need to.
I blame this on Spike.
No, I blame it on
Spike. This whole list thing.
If everyone didn't have amnesia, we'd be in a better place. I diagnosed you on Tuesday. I mean, I don't know. Have you been getting extra rest and trying to sleep this off?
I rest. I sleep like a baby.
Yeah, maybe that's part of the problem. Let's change the diagnosis here and change the situation. All right, Hugh, this segment is brought to us by?
It's sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. McGurk's summer menu is back, everybody, featuring a mouthwatering smash burger, lobster roll, and fresh seafood items. We'll be at McGurk's Langhorne location June 25th. That's next week, right?
It's Wednesday, yes. Yeah, excited for that. So come on out, hang out with us at McGurk's.
It's gonna be hot next week.
It is. Luckily, they have air conditioning in McGurk's.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
Let's hope that power's back in that area and everywhere by then. All right, before we go any further, I have a list in front of me. You like lists so much. You like top 11 lists so much, Hugh. I made another top 11. You ready for this? Well, I try to think into the future a little bit here. So I have a top 11 list that I created here. The 11 best athletes in Philadelphia 3 years from now.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear
this. We can make this like a time capsule thing. We should grab this. We should save this audio. And then 3 years from now when we do Top 11 Week, because we're going to do this every year, right? This is what we do in June.
There's a chance you're going to want this audio buried forever, too.
No, I took some liberties on this one. I mean, before I start, let me tell you, I leaned very young. So if you are on the older side, sorry, you're going to be in decline 3 years from now. You're kicked out.
Ageist Giglio.
Oh, I was a complete ageist on this. I think I only have one player that will be 30 or older 3 years from now. Like, this is totally a young list. And I took 8 of the players that I had on my list this week, kicked them out. There's new blood coming in. This is the way I view this, all right? And I didn't go too crazy. I didn't put any like free agents or trades because I mean, how do you guess who's going to come in?
I have one idea of who you're going to put on here.
Okay. All right. We'll see. I have one player on the list that is not yet in Philadelphia sports.
That's where my head was.
I don't think it's quite. I should have done the one you're thinking. I don't think I did. But I have one player on the list that is not yet a member of the teams that I think will arrive pretty quickly here. All right. Number 11. If the Sixers have any brains, it's VJ Edgecombe, the kid they're going to take at number
three.
That's
exactly who I thought you were going to
be. And he's going to be good because I said he's going to be good. Number 11, VJ Edgecombe. Number 10, Landon Dickerson. Some people put Landon Dickerson now. I feel like we don't know what to do with him because he's a guard. Like, he's a guard.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I think it's just hard to, like, get excited to put him on the... I think... Did DeCamera have him on his list? I think DeCamera had Dickerson on his list. Most lists I saw this week didn't have him, but you could put him on the list. He's a really good player. Mm-hmm. All right, number 9, Quinyon Mitchell. He continues to be a star-level athlete. Number 8, I'm going to call this a lifetime achievement, and also I think he might be the number 1 wide receiver on the team at this point. DeVonta Smith is number 8.
Don't have a problem.
I was wondering if you were... Going to go that route?
Yep, because I think, and I'm not sure A.J. Brown's going to be here 3 years from now. Okay, number 7. A guy that it's funny, we have gone so far in giving a lot of credit for the postseason, and like, this is what you are now. You know who I feel has been, Kyle's talked about defensive erasure this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Nolan Smith had one of the great postseasons we've ever seen.
He did ball out.
No one talks about him. I mean, he had like 4.5 sacks in the playoffs. He was awesome.
And you're only as good as your last game.
And that's what I've heard.
He's one of the best players in the city.
I believe in Nolan Smith and think he's going to be here for a long time. Nolan Smith, 3 years from now, number 7. Number 6. Now, this one's a leap, but I like what I saw last year.
What you like?
Jerod McCain is going to be the 6th best player in Philadelphia sports 3 years from now.
That's an interesting one.
I think he's the real deal. So the 6 are going to have a couple young guards there. Number 5, I put a flyer. It's Mitchkov.
Okay. I had my eye on you for a second. That's good.
Yes.
5's good.
That's not bad. I'll take that.
I'm ready. I mean, if he's 5, can we at least be in the playoffs 3 years from now? Is that under...
Well, we have to be if he wants to be considered for that list.
Well, that was kind of in my head. That we'd be coming off a playoff spring with the Flyers. Good. All right. Number 5 is Mitchkov. And now, the guys that will be 4, 3, 2, and 1 3 years from now. Number 4 is Cooper DeJean.
Cool.
Who will have the combination of... production on the field, and like Hugh likes to say, people like him, right? So he's gonna get bumped up those lists. Number 3 is Jordan Mailata, who will carry the torch as kind of the voice and the face and the best offensive lineman as Lane fades out. Number 2 is Andrew Painter, who by 3 years from now is winning Cy Young's, and the number 1 player in Philadelphia sports 3 years from now is Jalen Carter, who is the highest paid defensive tackle in the history of the NFL. Those are the 11 best athletes in Philadelphia sports.
That's a pretty decent list.
You didn't put Hurts on there, did you?
I did not. Well, I did not.
That's a pretty decent list.
I mean, Hurts for me was 9 today. Is he going to be better 3 years from now?
I also noticed you did not put Connor McDavid on there.
I thought about it.
Future flyer.
He could be here. What's going on with him in Edmonton? Is it going to end? Maybe. So here are the 8 that I took off.
Danny.
I took Hurts off the list. I took AJ off the list. Harper. I mean, Harper might be in full decline 3 years from now. Schwarber, I don't even know he's going to be here. Wheeler has told us he's going to retire.
Yeah, he done.
Saquon, it's tough to imagine a running back at his age 3 years from now still being that level.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley. No, he ain't gonna be.
I know Lane said he's just entering his prime or whatever. I mean, he'll be like 38.
You're not buying that?
No.
So his best years are ahead of him.
And Zach Bond, now maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I think it's hard to imagine he holds this level for 3 more years. So I took those 8 off the list. And I put 8 new ones on. Hugh, what hit you the most from my list for 3 years from now?
The Jalen one, obviously. It's kind of hard to say. I think that Jalen's going to take a leap, but what kind of leap he's going to take, I feel like there's probably some more Super Bowls left in his future. So that's the only one that kind of struck me a little bit.
So maybe, and there's 3 years is a long time in pro football.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was kind of weighing it, but. He's still fairly young, so he'd be right on the cusp of 30.
Right around there, yeah.
Yeah, he'll be on the cusp of 30. So I'm hoping that he'll have evolved by that point where he's a lot different quarterback than the one that we see now. So I would say that's the glaring omission on your list.
So I looked back 3 years ago at the top 10 passers in the NFL just to kind of get a glimpse of like where are those guys now.
Mm-hmm.
So top 10 passers 3 years ago, Tom Brady. Derek Carr was on the list, who just retired. Kirk Cousins on the list. Like, 3 years changes a lot. I know some of those guys were older, but Derek Carr was only like 30, and now 3 years later, he's out of the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Jalen's career is going to end in 3 years. I'm just saying it's...
You were just trying to be fair in your assessment.
3 years is a long time. Plus, I had to get a hockey player on there. I had 2 Sixers. I mean, you run out of spots after a while. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. And we have Joe in Delaware is up on WIP. Hey, Joe.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need that light.
Okay,
2x4. Yeah. Joe, what's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on? I'm sorry.
Are you good?
I just want to talk about Jalen Hurts.
Of course.
So, elite quarterback. So, what do elite quarterbacks do? They throw over the middle. They throw to 5, 6, 7 receivers in a game. We can't even get 3 receivers in a game. Can't throw over the middle. And the only time I saw him throw over the middle was that awesome pass in the Super Bowl with A.J. Brown. I mean, if you're going to be an elite quarterback, you got to be able to do all that stuff. So he, to me, he might be like 15. If our quarterback is 2023 when they fell down the hill because they didn't, we were saved by the defense, and we were saved by Barkley this year. We would have lost 4 more games at least if it was up to Jalen Hurts.
Hugh, your response?
I mean, that's the way he feels. That's the way he feels. I don't agree with it.
Well, Hugh, elite quarterback, John Elway.
I heard you the first time you said it.
He's trying to explain what he thinks elite quarterbacks are. Elway, who else? You got Marino.
Yeah, you got Marino. I mean, there's plenty. Montana. There's plenty of them out there.
Mahomes.
First of all.
Mahomes.
Michael Vick was good. He could go over the middle.
I never used elite in my conversation when I talked about Jalen Hurts. I said that he was the number 2 athlete in the city. What do you have to say about that?
He's not even on my 11.
Well, okay, well, what is your 11?
Okay, off the top of my head.
Yeah, run them off. Just give me your top 5. Give me your top 5.
I got Wheeler.
Oh, 11's fun.
I got Wheeler first.
Okay.
AJ second.
Okay.
Who was my third?
You got Saquon in there?
Saquon's 3, Carter's 4, and 5 would be...
Jalen Carter's 3 and Carter's 4? I mean, wait a minute.
No, he put Saquon 3.
Okay.
Jalen Carter 4.
Okay.
Yeah. So good, he takes up 2 spots.
And 5 would be... not this year, Harper, but last year, Harper. I want Harper to be better.
Well, I think, Harper needs to be better, Joe. You know, actually, you know what's interesting? And Joe, I know this is about Harper. Let's get your answer for the for Tri-Day, and then I wanted to say something about Harper.
I don't mean to make you mad, but he's not that good, bro.
Joe, I'm not mad. I was just curious about your list.
Never
said he was elite, but he's on my list, he's the number 2 athlete in the city, respectfully.
No. And this guy going 3 years ahead, Tom, you need to give him some of your gummies so he can slow his brain down.
Some.
I'm just thinking ahead, Joe. I'm trying to help everyone out. You workshop your list early.
I'm messing with you.
I know.
When my power goes out, I'm with the women. I'm going to do a massage and do.
You heard him.
Little this and that.
You heard him.
I heard. I mean, we asked for the family answers. Yeah. Joe, we appreciate it.
You talking about?
It's your fault.
How is that my fault?
Well, you asked for the whole list. I mean, that led us down that path.
That one gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, so it really did.
Good call, Joe.
So
call again.
So after all of that, he got to something that I think is maybe the least talked about.
The massages?
No. I think it's the least talked about thing that's going on with the list.
What's that?
Well, So we've spent a lot of energy this week on the list with Jalen Hurts, right? Mm-hmm. In his placement. The real thing that struck me, because if you go on the website, the top, we have the page up, right? All of our votes are there, right? You could vote, all the whole staff voted.
Mm-hmm.
The vote as it is coming in day by day. But then at the bottom of the page, they have the graphic of last year's top 11.
Mm-hmm.
And what really struck me is, not like Hurts isn't going to change his spot that much. Jalen Hurts was 4 last year. He's going to be 3 or 2 or 1 today, right? That's a jump, but it's not like insane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the good thing is people can't really put him much higher than they are.
For next year, he gets his own list.
Yeah.
Last year, the fall of 1 and 2 is really the story. Last year's 1 and 2 were Bryce Harper and Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Bryce Harper at 7th or 8th on my list, and I had Joel Embiid off the list. I think that's actually more of the story than just Hurts. That there's been the top is been vacated, right? And it's now allowing Hurts and Wheeler and Saquon, who wasn't even here a year ago, really, to become those guys. It's a pretty big change. 1 and 2 for last year got knocked down to a lot of 8, 9, 10, 11 off list. It changes fast.
Yeah.
Other guys in the list last year: Tyrese Maxey. No, he's not there this year. Ranger Suarez, not there this year. Except for the camera. Aaron Nola was number 10 last year. He wouldn't even sniff a list right now.
Yeah, he's having a little
rough. Cameron might be a visionary on the Ranger thing.
If Ranger keeps it up, Joe's going to look pretty good.
We're talking about him as the number 2 starter.
I know. Trey was 11 last year, and I don't believe most people had him in the top 11 this year, except Jack and Spike, I think, had him.
I had him.
Oh, you did have him.
Yeah.
But he didn't make the overall top 11.
No.
It's kind of weird because he's playing better now.
I know.
It is kind of an interesting one. All right, let's go to Tom in Abington. Hey, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Tom, what's up?
What it do, stand on business, Hugh?
What's going
that
on,
That is
man?
This Hugh, yep.
You know, I got to tell you, Hugh, of all the people at the Whip, you stand on business more than anyone, and I appreciate
I try.
It can be good, it can be bad, it can even be annoying, but one thing it is always
business.
Is entertaining.
It's business.
Yeah, I like the annoying part in there, but go ahead, Tom.
Mostly annoying.
All right, so this top 11 list, as soon as they revealed the first two, I knew the whole list was for Gazy, because Joel Embiid shouldn't snip this list.
Agreed.
That's ridiculous. And then there's a lack of criteria, so that's why we have all this consternation with people's lists. So personally, I used chips and recent performance. That was my criteria. So I came up with 8 Eagles and 3 Phillies. No Flyers, no Sixers. They don't deserve to be on the list.
So I didn't look at my breakdown, but I did the same thing as you. My list is just Eagles and Phillies. And because I mean the Sixers won 24 games. I mean, no one deserves a spot. And then the Flyers, obviously, I mean, Michkov is young and he had a promising year, but they haven't won anything yet.
Right, yeah. So I'll give you my top 6 real quick. Number 1, obviously, Szechuan Broccoli has to be number 1.
Szechuan, yeah.
Got Wheeler at 2, got Jalen Carter at 3, got Jalen Hurts at 4, and Bryce Harper at 5.
I think that's very fair. Like, I've been fighting with the Hurts 1 or 2, but if you want to put him between 4 and 7 or 8 or not, like, I think he's got to be on the list. He can't be 1 or 2 because I just don't think he's Wheeler or Saquon. But anywhere in that middle, I think is understandable.
And a travesty is Zach Bond not being on there. He's actually number 6 for me.
Well, yesterday, Hugh took a victory lap about defense being a luxury.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, I don't make these lists. That's how the people feel.
Well, you did make a list.
Well, I did, and he wasn't on my list either. No, wait a minute. Was Zach on my? I can't remember.
I think he was. Otherwise, we would have yelled at you about that.
Anti 53 bias.
It is. Well, you're just upset he took 53 from you. Just be honest.
He's the best bald 53 we've ever had in this city.
At one point, I had hair.
You had Zach Bond at 6 on your list, by the way.
I had hair.
So
you had hair.
I gave him his props. For me, too.
Yeah, the
I gave him props. I gave him his props. I had hair.
Tom, what do you got for us? What's something you can do in the dark?
All right, so this is something I actually have done in the past. So whenever a storm was coming and I knew that they'd say there's a chance power would be out, I made sure I had a full tank of gas. As soon as the power went out, I'd get the wife and kids, get in the truck, turn the hotspot on my cell phone, open up the laptop, and stream whatever we wanted right in the truck.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a fun idea. Yeah, you could use the truck for the air conditioning or whatever you need, the heat if it's the wintertime. Tom, that's a good one. We appreciate it. Yeah, you hop in the car, you use the hotspot, and you watch a movie or whatever. I like that. But people, these answers have gotten I'd say for the most part better. I didn't need the personal masseuse one a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, that was wild.
It was a little
That's your boy, Joe.
Well, you're the one that asked him for his whole list.
Well, I did. I saw that he was probably going to struggle with it, so I just gave me a five.
You know,
it was a lot.
The more we haven't, I know the end of the week's about to be over. I think we need to do a deeper dive and unpack Hugh's list. I'm looking at it right now. You have Bond at six, but then you took a victory lap that he didn't make everyone's list.
No, I mean,
you should have been mad at everyone.
No, I'm not mad at anybody because
you have Wheeler
when 9. When I made the list, mm-hmm. I was trying to be in the moment of what it was. And I gave him his props, but at the same time, the fact that all of you didn't have him on the list.
No, I had him on my list.
Okay, well,
the people,
the rest of the folks didn't have him on his list. That just kind of validated my parking, if you will.
It invalidated your point.
No, not really, because it was like, I mean, I gave him his props because I understand how important defense is sometimes, but it's
cut
a luxury.
Cut the audio.
It's a luxury, not a necessity.
But that's
it's a luxury.
Not true.
Well, you know what? What was the story you was telling me about the other day about how they were talking about
I'm not going to tell you. You don't remember the wording.
No, I do remember the wording. What was the words that they used?
So... So ESPN ran a story. I'll try to find it. You know, we're all about accuracy on this show and about facts. Okay, so ESPN had a story. I think Bill Barnwell was the. Well, yeah. Okay, here it is. Okay, Bill Barnwell wrote a story. Here's the headline: Barnwell picks the NFL's top luxuries, the best players at 11 specialized role. And then the little subheadline is gadget player, slot cornerback, swing tackle, backup quarterback. Like the guys that are the best at the non-traditional important spots.
Yeah, but it's a luxury.
And the reason I acknowledged this and brought it up to Hugh was, and Kyle, the story, the picture with the story was Cooper. Cooper, he put as the best slot corner in the NFL, that being a luxury position. But just because Cooper DeJean is a luxury position at slot corner doesn't mean all of defense is a luxury.
I'm just saying, to say that about a defensive player that was so
important.
Integral to the success of our defense.
Well, I mean, maybe Barnwell's lost his mind too, like you.
That the word luxury was used.
I know.
It was, you know, refreshing.
I learned a lesson. Next time. I don't tell you.
Just keep it. You stuff.
Yeah, but I don't use it against you. 215.
No, I'm just saying. It's just the word. It was the wording. That L word.
The best part is that time goes on. You think you're more right on this.
Every day there is something that validates what I said. Mm-hmm. Like 2 years ago, the hottest take on the planet right now. And it's gaining momentum.
It's really not. I mean, the Eagles won the Super Bowl on the back of a great defense. That it ended it.
I mean, it was.
It is amazing. What logic would have said it would have destroyed the take. You have just decided to just ignore. And this is what we call amnesia. I mean, you forgot what happened.
I mean, I just, like we talk about I stand on business. Yeah. I was just standing on business.
Doesn't matter if the business is logical or not. All right, 215-592. This is the problem. You encourage it.
That was my phone. I'm sorry.
All right. Answers for Tri Day. We got a prize to give away. Phillies tickets. A few more chances for you to answer. All right. Your phone calls will get to you people. And we went crazy for this big weekend. And we put together an 8-leg parlay for tonight's game. Hugh, we're going to hit this one. 8-leg parlay. Phillies bets. We'll hit you in the next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.